Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Just read Romans 8:28 and you'll understand what I mean. He uses all things for our good and His glory if we love Him. And if you love Jesus, that's you. So He wastes nothing. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs. I know I say that almost every week, but it's a song called I Like It That Way. This song is from the live recording A Mystery of Majesty and was born way back on December 13th in 1995. Now in Psalm 98 verse 1, we find this, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." That's awesome. We're supposed to sing to the Lord new songs. I make up songs every day, practically just driving down the street, driving down the road to run errands. I will do that. I still do that to this day. It brings joy to my heart and clarity to my mind. It just does. Now, during the 1990s and well into the early 2000s, a friend and I were co-worship leaders at our church. We often had long conversations about what God was doing in our lives and in the life of our church body during those same days. And during one of our conversations about all God was doing in us and in our church, my friend confessed that he struggled at times with just feeling needed. That blew my mind. I felt impressed to simply begin listing all the ways I could see of how vital his life was to the body of Christ. And we basically began to exhort one another and build each other up. That's what the body's supposed to do, right? After we had talked for about an hour, well, actually over an hour, we hung up the phone and God began to give me the stirrings of this song. I Like It That Way came as I focused on God's plan for my friend's life from my perspective. God has gifted him deeply, and the enemy tries to mislead him. He does that to all of us. God showed me that with my friend, he wanted to take even the hard times and surprise him with his presence. This friend has a lot of little sayings, and the phrase, "I like it that way," is something he would often say naturally. This song came as I prayed for him and sang over his situation. It's a song of rejoicing in the fact that no matter how difficult life gets, God is more than we ever dreamed. Let me say that again. No matter how difficult life gets, God is more than we ever dreamed. It sort of makes you want to seek Him that much more, doesn't it? Let's rejoice as we sing this song.
Let the fun begin. Hallelujah! He's good!
Just when I think I know you, you go and surprise me with a part of you I've not seen. Like every day's a birthday party here inside me, you are simply more than I dreamed. You are more than I'd ever hoped for, more than I'd ever dreamed of, more than any joy my words might convey. You are more with every day I know you, more than I could ever show you, more than anything you're worthy of praise. I like that way. And even through the hard times, darkness all around me, you come shining, showing the way. And the more I get to know you, you grow more astounding, surprising with your presence each day. You are more than I'd ever hoped for, more than I'd ever dreamed of, more than any joy my words might convey. You are more than every day I know you, more than I could ever show you, more than anything you're worthy of praise. I like that way. You are like the dawn every morning, chasing all the darkness away. Like a present door unwrapping before me, revealing than any joy my words might convey. You are more than every day I know you, more than I could ever show you, more than anything you're worthy of praise. More than I'd hoped for, more than any words that I could think to say. I want to love you, I want to show you, you're worth my highest praise. More than I'd hoped for, more than any words that I could ever say.
Father, we do bless you for surprising us with your presence. You are so awesome, so much greater, so much more massive than we have ever imagined in our human minds. Reveal a little bit more of yourself to us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says this, "But just as it is written, these things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him." God has so much more than we can see right now, guys. And I don't believe we have to wait to heaven to figure that out. Let's get in on that while we're here on this earth. Let's be honest. Who doesn't like to be surprised by unexpected blessings? I love a surprise visit from one of my children or one of my grandchildren. I love when an old friend calls out of the blue and we take up right where we left off from years before. In our relationship with God, why should we not expect him to surprise us with his presence in ways we had never expected? Even though God is always with me, I still find myself being surprised by just how much he loves me and lavishes that love on me. I'm still surprised at how awesome he is at taking any circumstance, be it good or bad, and using it for my good and for his glory. I love those kinds of surprises. Even though it shouldn't surprise us at all that our God is like that, I still love this little unexpected moments, or those little unexpected moments of being surprised by his presence. Here's a thought for us. Let's live our lives like that, expecting to be surprised by ever-deepening expressions of God's love for us and presence with us. I kind of like it that way. Just saying. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. She does amazing work, y'all. Check it out. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to be listening from. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, why don't you take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? That would bless me quite a bit, actually. To help with the ongoing costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. It's All in All Church. I know I've got a lot to say today, but we're almost done here. Don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. I can't believe I've done Volume 3 already. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online. Or you can just click the link we provide in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of this song, I Like It That Way, from the live recording, A Mystery of Majesty, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com, or you can go to iTunes as well. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this: God loves you no matter what, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.